And I bet you wouldn't be disappointed at all if people around the country and the world at this time continue to pray for you and your son.
Oh, please. I appreciate all the prayers for Ryan. He is speaking, eating, laughing, reading. He's
all right.
His soul is well.
Well, we want people to get this book. It's a $16 book. Your gift of $13 or more to Save America Ministries is going to put Heaven Hears in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Griesmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. Most of what you think you know and what you must you read in the newspaper and you certainly learned in your school, most of what you hear in church just isn't true today. There's an organized effort to deceive the American people. We are a post-Christian nation. It is an organized effort. Our Supreme Court was taken over by the Masons, who took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And at that time, between 1944 and by 1941, the Masons, the Freemasons, at least that component of it, which are Luciferian, controlled the Supreme Court and took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were going to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation because they worship a different God. That is, of course, the great architect of the universe. And the fact that nobody is telling you these things is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe, or are allowed to think and believe. Well, with us this evening is one of my favorite guests, Patrick Wood, who is certainly the world's leading expert on the Trilateral Commission, which is the group, one of the most powerful groups in America today. In fact, between 1977 and 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles, certainly of this organization. But Patrick has expanded. He covers a great deal of other material. You'll want to get his material, certainly, on the Trilateral Commission, but you'll want to get his material, too, on what is really going on this whole idea of theosophy. Patrick, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, my main topic that I'd like to talk about, Dr. Stan, has to do with sustainable development, and a gentleman, a Trilateral Commission member by the name of John Podesta.
All right, and you go right ahead.
Well, we have been talking about, in the last couple of shows that I did with you, talking about Agenda 21 and sustainable development, and how it has been a campaign that was started by members of the Trilateral Commission in the early years. Policy was set even as early as 1973 for some of the things we see today, but many of those efforts culminated in 1992 with the Earth Summit that took place in Rio de Janeiro that produced a document called Agenda 21. That's a large, rather large book that had policy statements in it that the world has beat a path to implement.
Okay, if I could just explain for our listeners, ladies and gentlemen, Agenda 21 is the master plan for the 21st century. Everything taking place today is planned by the elite who run this country, that little 1% there at the very, very top, increasingly wealthy as more and more people fade into poverty and move from the middle class to the lower class. But go right ahead, Patrick, because I think it's so important.
Well, you're right. There are other things that the elite have done that are in concert with Agenda 21, but not necessarily right on the mark for Agenda 21. But the whole concept of sustainable development really was popularized and institutionalized with the Agenda 21 outcome of the 1992 the meeting. It was sponsored and signed by members of the Trilateral Commission like George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, and it was sponsored earlier before that a couple of years by Grove Bruntland, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission as well. And so we see their fingerprints all over it.
Okay, well, certainly they're there. And basically, most people really believe we have a two-party system or a democracy. We're not a democracy or a republic. We were. We are an autocracy now with one group dominating both political parties, and the average person doesn't understand. We'll be back in a moment.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Oh, that thought? Well, Sydney, Patrick is talking about it, Mr. Podesta, member of the Trilateral Commission, and member, Sydney, about an organization, a special United Nations commission that is directing the course of future events. And so, basically, we do not elect our rulers. They're appointed by the ruling aristocracy, and Mr. Podesta is among that ruling aristocracy. I mean, they're only perhaps less than a little over 79, 80 members of the Trilateral Commission North American chapter, and they control almost everything important in America. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, some of the the verbiage that came out of this this special high-level group within the United Nations is that, for instance, they said that the new global partnership that they're trying to put together should encourage everyone to alter their worldview profoundly and dramatically. So this is like a new phase of the social engineering project that we've been watching go by for the last 30 to 40 years. But now they're shifting this into high gear. They're trying to put the fodder in the cannon, if you will. The cannonball is already in there, and the powder is already in there. They're trying to put the fodder down the barrel so they could fire the cannon on the world and completely envelop the world in a sustainable development program. This has huge, huge economic implications for the world and for America as well. And it has huge social engineering implications for the United States, for people in our country, because we're about to be submitted to international law, which certainly if President Obama is still around by the time they bring this into a treaty, he most certainly will sign it. But the thing is, when this commission was done with their work, produced a report, John Podesta was footloose and fancy free, and he was immediately offered a position in the Obama White House as senior counselor. Now, there was no other cabinet-level position for him. There was no place for him to go. But Obama took him in as a senior counselor, whatever exactly that means. Of course, he is a lawyer, but his specific role was to implement the UN's program in the United States. Nobody's paying attention to this, Dr. Stan, what this man is trying to do within the Obama administration. But he's been brought in to orchestrate social engineering from the inside of our government to completely envelop our nation into the global sustainable development movement, policy, laws, regulations, authorities, regional governments, etc., that will basically completely wash out the concept of the American nation state.
And I think that's so important. Basically, this is a subversive movement, ladies and gentlemen. It is a subversive movement aimed at destroying national sovereignty. They're in total control, and because they control the media, they have, and the educational program, and they've infiltrated our churches as well. Nobody is telling the American people about this subversive movement to destroy national sovereignty in violation. These people swear to uphold our Constitution, and then they laugh and ridicule how stupid we are to believe what they say. Go right ahead.
Well, they're right on the threshold, Dr. Stan, of doing it. And one of the things that makes Podesta particularly dangerous is that he was chief of staff for Bill Clinton during the last couple of years of his presidency. And before that, he's had a number of assignments in the White House, but he's been an old confidant of Bill Clinton from the anti-war days. And Podesta is widely credited as being the guy who crafted the policy of getting things done by executive order. And Bill Clinton used this very effectively. He signed a number of executive orders, basically to spit in the face of Congress at the same time, and accomplish huge sweeping changes in America. And this was a result of policy that was originally developed by John Podesta. Now, he has brought that same philosophy into the Obama administration as a counselor, along as an advisor along the way. And we already know that Obama has used executive orders to skirt around Congress and do what he wants to do, and Congress be damned, so to speak. And everybody will remember recently that Obama made the comment about speaking about Congress. He said, "Well, I do have a pen and a phone," as if to say, I could just sign anything I want. It's like I'm in Alice in Wonderland, and I could just sign my name, and it's good as gold. But it spits in the face of our Constitution and to Congress as well. to think that he can rule by executive order and not paying attention to Congress. Now, Congress doesn't seem to be too upset about this, by the way. I think they probably ought to be up in arms about this point because they've been completely neutered by this administration. They're irrelevant to any discussion on policy in our country today, but that's another story perhaps. But John Podesta is the guy who created these policies that will let people like Obama rule by executive order. That means, so let it be written, so let it be done. If you remember the famous line from the Ten Commandments movie, I think it was. And this is exactly how Obama is getting away with this. So we saw it just in the news just the other day, about 4 days ago. There's a headline actually across several different publications. John Podesta's face finally shows up in the media, where he's actually on the picture of an article, and he says Congress can't stop the EPA's climate rules. And so he's drawn a line in the sand, Dr. Stan, and he's basically saying that he's here to implement policies in our government that will bring us into total line with the international community that's working on sustainable development, to take control of virtually everything in the environment, everything in society. And he's basically saying now, we don't need Congress. We can live without Congress and all of the things that we're doing with the climate change, in the name of climate change, we will do with or without Congress. And so there's sweeping regulation all of a sudden that's coming out of the EPA that's being designed for instance, for greenhouse gas emissions, for power plants, for cities and communities and counties. And it's absolutely astounding, Dr. Stan. This is a tsunami that's building right now, and it's going to hit us around fall of this year. And I say fall, I'm talking about the middle of September to the 1st of October. And you know, I don't know what we can do to stop it. I mean, we're talking about it, obviously, right here. I'm not sure that you and I have the influence to really make any substantive difference, but people can verify what I'm saying just by going and searching the current news and doing a little background check on John Podesta, and they'll find out exactly what his agenda is. He's going to radically transform, this is what the study said out of the United Nations, going to radically transform the world's economic, environmental, and social agenda. That is their goal. And when you start asking, well, what is that? What do you mean they're going to transform social agenda? They're going to transform the world's economy. Statements like this make me very nervous, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think it's very, very well justified. And but the average individual, I said, thinks that nothing can ever change. After all, this is America. No, this was America. We are no longer a sovereign nation. We've been taken over by a subversive element who worship a different God and have a different plan for the world. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, this is it, and this is the danger that we face today. We've been dealing with some of the lower level issues of Agenda 21, and those are good things to deal with. We had a great conference in San Francisco this last weekend, as you know. Called the Globalization of California, and we put on this conference to make a kickback against regional government in America, which is totally unconstitutional. But in particular the Bay Area or the Area Association of Bay Area Government is almost starting to rule with an iron hand in the Bay Area. And so anyway, we expose them, and this is a good thing. There'll be a lot of people working to expose them further and to get people to aware of it so that they can, you know, resist it and vote against it and whatever, perhaps even get them scuttled. But these low level programs that we're working on, as good as they are almost minuscule compared to what John Podesta is planning in the White House right now. to throw down the pike to it. And, you know, the more I've read, I'm not to the end of my research on this yet either, but the more I look into Podesta and the United, and what the United Nations did with this high level panel, they call them again, the high level panel of eminent person. It's like, oh my gosh. I mean, what a, you know, these people think like they're mythical gods or something. I don't know. A high level panel of eminent persons, but they're planning on changing the world, and Podesta is the guy who's going to do it in America.
Well, the thing is that we're not learning about this. We're not hearing about this from other sources. And that's why we have to rely upon you and a few of the fundamental resources. Go right ahead.
Well, as we look at this economy, as you know, Dr. Stan, I have an economic background, as did Tony Sutton, I might add. And
Hold that thought. We're going to a break here. I guess it's Patrick Wood, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Patrick is simply pointing out that the plan is to begin locking up natural resources. They do everything they can so that we can preserve the natural resources of the planet for future generations, if there are future generations. But basically, of course, you need resources for manufacturing to maintain an economy. But they're taking them out. This is all part of a carefully conceived plan by these people who want to destroy the economic infrastructure, not only the United States, but throughout the world. And you say, who in their right mind would want to destroy the economic structure of our nation? Well, look at it, ladies and gentlemen. We have certainly 148 million Americans getting some sort of a government or government welfare check. We actually have almost more people not working than we have working today. We're moving into a crisis situation, and the average individual has no idea what's going on. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, I'm afraid that they don't. And you know, for all of the benefit that we've had over the years, and that we think we're entitled to, all of the things that depend on our current economy. I'll give you an example: the U.S. Post Office. It's been around forever, and people have worked at the Post Office for 20, 30, 40 years. Many people, they've accumulated retirement benefits over that period of time that they feel that they're entitled to. And by contract, they are entitled to those benefits. Well, the post office is now at least $100 billion in debt. They're bankrupt. They're absolutely bankrupt. They're almost insolvent. And all of the people that had retirement funds, money was never set aside to pay for those benefits. So the system is bankrupt. There's no money set aside in escrow or anything for these retirement benefits. And the risk right now to all the postal workers around the country is that they may end up losing everything if the government simply, you know, goes bankrupt on the post office and just says, bye-bye, retired workers. They will lose their benefits. People can't get a grip on this, that these benefits like this are illusory. They can be taken away at any minute. This is what happened in Detroit again. Detroit went bankrupt as a city. Many of the people that thought they were due to have retirement benefits were simply told, there's no money, we screwed up, you know, too bad, can't squeeze blood out of a turnip, so go home and collect your Social Security and good luck. And this has happened around the world. It's happening more frequently in America. But as the current economy, if we dare call it the brown economy versus the green economy, our current economy, as it turns over into a green economy, Dr. Stan, all of these people that had their fingers into the existing economy risk losing everything. That's what this policy is implying. They may well just be left sitting on the beach without a boat and wondering what happened. And, you know, somebody like the Podestas of the world is going to say, well, this was a social necessity that we set it up this way and that we have to do away. You know, capitalism just wouldn't work anymore. We've been raping the earth for too long. Earth is paying us back and, you know, going to spit us off the planet or whatever. So we have to change our ways. We have to start riding bicycles instead of driving cars. We have to start walking to work instead of, you know, whatever. And they're pushing these social agenda changes down on people. They don't have a clue, Dr. Stan, that everything is up for grabs right now if they are successful at implementing this so-called green economy in the world. I wish I could get economists to study this. So far, I haven't found anybody. If Tony were alive, I know he'd study it. But we haven't been able to get anybody really to write, you know, really to dig into it and, you know, say, what does this mean?
Well, you can't keep spending money that you don't have. We're going behind $1 trillion a year, ladies and gentlemen. When Barack Hussein Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. A little over 5 years later, the national debt, suddenly is $17.5 trillion. And the average individual has a very little understanding. Actually, it was 10.7. It's almost 17.7 now. And you're going to have to realize, of course, that the wonderful world we have, certainly when we had a solid gold-backed currency, a solid monetary system, had certainly provided wealth for people, not only in America, but throughout the world. But that will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. The average individual doesn't understand. He thinks it's, well, we're going to get a new president in a couple of years. No, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get somebody else from the Trilateral Commission, the ruling elite that wants a two-class society, and it's coming.
So really, it's a miracle. Miracle products from Albion, and razors to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess is Patrick Wood. And Patrick was just commenting that there are 16 million Americans taking psychotropic drugs for attention deficit disorder, for depression. 16 million Americans. And then how many children are on these? Some people say 1 in 5 children are on drugs of some sort or another. And basically, of course, what we're doing, of course, is seeing now with the legalization of marijuana, more and more people using marijuana as a recreation drug. Isn't that wonderful? Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a drug society. And these things aren't happening by accident. This is all part of this moral degradation of our society that is coming about. Now, before we go on, Patrick, and I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your material, how they can get the material that you have put out and support you in your effort to educate the people about what is really going on.
Oh, certainly. I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My website is augustforecast.com, just like the month, and then the word forecast.com. And if people are interested to get a hold of my booklet that's for sale there, it's called Trilateral Takeover, and it chronicles events from 1973 to present on how members of the Trilateral Commission have orchestrated policy globally, as well as especially in America, to achieve their so-called new international economic order.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand this is a subversive organization. And yet, of course, it dominates certainly the leadership of both political parties. It's working within the corporate elite. It's working within the military. It's working certainly within our banking system. They control our educational system. They have their people planted within the religious system. And they control the media. And as a result, they largely control America. And the fact that this is seldom, if ever, discussed is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, that's right. And, some things were done in the past that we had no idea really the significance of those things that were done. And I don't know whoever said it in the first place, but I remember the saying that we live life going forward but looking backward. And we look back as we move forward, and we see stuff like this. We see Agenda 21 being popped out of the Earth Summit on June 13, 1992. And George H.W. Bush immediately signed that treaty. It was just an initialing. He had no authority to bind us to it. But then Bill Clinton, also a member of the commission, signed it shortly after himself in a photo op. He didn't have any authority to bind us to the treaty anyway, but he did sign it. But here's the interesting thing, Dr. Stan. On March 3rd, 1993, which was 9 months after the Rio conference, Bill Clinton and Al Gore announced a national partnership for reinventing government. I didn't know what that meant back then. I just, just gobbledygook. What on earth could that mean? And then as that commission, if you will, kind of progressed, in September of 1993, Clinton signed Executive Order 12862, and your listeners can go look that one up, 12862. It was the National Performance Review that later became known as Reinventing Government. And this initiative, started by a trilateral, set about to reinvent government in the United States.
Let me just comment for our listeners. There have never been more than about 88 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission in the United States and in all of North America. And yet we're talking about George Herbert Walker Bush being a member of the Trilateral Commission. We're talking about Bill Clinton being a member of the Trilateral Commission. We're talking about Al Gore being a member of the Trilateral Commission. So when you go to the polls, you don't vote for the candidate of your choice. You vote for the candidate of their choice. And the fact that none of the major media will tell you this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, that's right. And so Clinton signed Executive Order 12862 that later became known as basically a reinvention of government. And nobody really paid attention to that, not knowing the strategy that they were working towards. I didn't pay attention to it. I probably saw it, but I say so what. Sounded innocuous, they wanted to make things a little more efficient maybe, whatever. But considering that that was only a year and 3 months after the Rio summit that Clinton, Gore, and all the rest of the trilaterals were clamoring to get a hold of, he announces that he's going to reinvent the government of the United States from the top down, from the top level of government of our administration, all the way down to the local communities all across the nation, towns, cities, communities, school boards, fire boards, water boards, county commissioners, all the way from top to bottom. They set out to reinvent government. And we see this in play today. Now that it's dovetailing with Agenda 21, this was the government, this was the type of government that they envisioned would be necessary to implement and support Agenda 21 and sustainable development. Our government, since 1993, has been radically changed to get in line with sustainable development and all of the other green stuff that goes along with that with Agenda 21. It's a complete, comprehensive social engineering project, and these people have pulled it off right under our noses, and here we are today wondering, what, when's the next shoe going to drop? And we see people like John Podesta all of a sudden coming into government as a top senior counselor to the president, member of the Trilateral Commission, and he's boasting and crowing about how he's going to run around Congress and implement these radical, radical policies that have that are being spit out in volumes from the United Nations. It's absolutely incredulous.
And basically, of course, people don't understand why their electric bill is going up. They know their electric bill is going up, and, well, there's always a smart meter, this one. No, they want to raise the cost of electricity up so it'll get so expensive you won't want to utilize it. They want to raise certainly every aspect of one of the big things they're talking about is a highway tax. You have, you drive on a federal highway, you're going to have to pay for every mile you drive. Why? Because they want, of course, to deindustrialize America. They want to lower our living standards. They believe in equality. They want us to have the same standards of living as the people in Africa, and the people in Africa to have the same standards as we do here. And this is why, of course, we're pouring billions of dollars all into countries all throughout the world to raise the living standards in other countries as we progressively lower the living standards in the United States. And more in the United States, people are moving from the middle class into the lower class. And so, the lower class here is so much better off than people in other countries. But one of these days, it's all going to equalize. That is their plan, a ruling elite and then a mass of people, enslaved and certainly all throughout the world. Go right ahead. Would that be a fairly good analysis, would you think, Patrick?
Well, yes, it is. And, you know, where this is leading, eventually, this is leading us back into the dark ages, Dr. Stan. This will create, in the end, a feudalistic system where there are a few people at the top of the hierarchy that own everything, that have control of all the resources. They don't need to own it in their own name, necessarily. They just need to lock it up from you and I. But they will control all the resources of the world, and they will let us, if you will, squat on a little part of their land and maybe grow a few crops or, you know, do something industrious. But we will end up giving the vast majority of our labor, a profits of our labor, to them, and we won't be able to keep anything for ourselves. And if you read the Agenda 21 document, for instance, you'll find out very quickly that property rights are something that they would like to dissolve altogether and take away the right to private property, like owning real estate or other, you know, chattel type things where, you know, real property. This is, for America, this is unheard of. What do you mean we can't own property? And that's guaranteed to us in the Constitution and in the Bill of Rights. But of course, that doesn't mean anything to them. They, if they want to take property rights away, they will take property rights away, and it'll throw us back into the dark ages again, where we're living under a feudalistic system. We have to license everything we do, and we have to give back the lion's share of our labor to them.
I think it's so vitally important that you understand they're going to take us from war to war. They created World War One. They created the Boer War, the Spanish-American War. They created World War Two. They financed the Nazis. They armed the Nazis. And if you haven't read John Loftus's wonderful book, America's Nazi Secret, he had a top secret clearance, three levels above the top secret. He had, and basically, suddenly we have a four CD set. If you haven't heard it, The War Against the Jews, a four CD set, The War Against the Jews. You must understand, then we helped the Nazis escape after the Second World War. How many Nazis were convicted of war crimes? How many do you remember? Two? And, of course, Adolf Hitler escaped to South America. We can't let the American people know that. Why they might begin to wonder why we brought Adolf Hitler to power and financed Adolf Hitler and then helped him escape to South America. And if you doubt that, you need to get the four CD set, Did Hitler Escape? And basically, of course, they're moving us into another great and even more terrible and horrible war. It's not a matter of if, but when. And if you're not out there and you're not getting the information to prove me wrong, well, I hope you'll try because you'll find it not true. Go right ahead, Patrick.
I was just about to say the same thing. If anybody would dare to bring forth evidence that would challenge what we're saying here, I would gladly receive it if it's really evidence, in fact, and factual. I would gladly receive it and analyze it. But so far, Dr. Stan, there has been nobody anywhere that can come up with a shred of anti-evidence, if you will, over what I offer. And that's kind of scary in a way because people are just sitting out there shaking their head saying, nope, I can't refute it. Nope, I can't refute it. And they can't. But on the other hand, they're not doing anything about it either. They're just sitting there saying, well, what can I do? But I would want to say before we get too much further that there is a reason for the reconfiguration of our government and a reconfiguration of businesses. There is a purpose to that. The United Nations Environmental Program, UNEP, states this very carefully on their website. The reason for the reconfiguration of business and infrastructure and institutions is for the adoption of sustainable consumption and production processes. That's the key. That's the end game. Sustainable consumption and sustainable production processes. That's where they're taking us. And if you can't answer the question, what is sustainable consumption or what is sustainable production, then you, and I won't say you, Dr. Stan, but your listeners then need better get busy and figure out what they're talking about because it's nothing like anything they've ever heard in their life. And it's going to degrade their living, their standard of living, potentially as much 80, 90% over what it is today. Absolutely incredible. But we see this language throughout the United Nations, this high-level panel that I referred to earlier. They talk in these terms exactly. They talk about bringing about, quote, a rapid shift to sustainable patterns of consumption and production, close quote. You see this phrase pop up all over their literature. You got to ask the question, what are they talking about when they say sustainable patterns of consumption? Folks, that's what you and I consume. That's our food. That's our clothes. That's our automobile. That's the stuff that we have. That's our bank account. We consume things. We find great satisfaction in some cases by consuming the things that we have decided to consume. They're saying your lifestyle is not sustainable, and we're going to change your pattern of consumption to make it sustainable. And they are the ones who are defining what that means. They will tell you what you can eat, what you can buy, what you can possess, not you.
And basically, of course, the price of food going up. All you need to do is go to the food market. Price of gasoline, this should be well less than a dollar a gallon. It's in many places $3 to $4 a gallon. And basically, of course, certainly the price of electricity is going up. In many areas, the price of water is going up. And as this goes up, why, of course, your living standard is going to go down, because that's what they want. They want a sustainable living standard. They want you to have a lower living standard. And this is not for the elite, ladies and gentlemen. There is an elite behind all of this, and behind them are powerful spiritual forces. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, we're facing a real crisis this year, Dr. Stan. You know, we've had stuff in the past that we've followed that wasn't maybe too time sensitive, that wasn't really, you know, the stuff we analyzed from years past and so on. And those are always interesting things to do. But there is a certain sense of immediacy here, that what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now is today, it's right now, it's John Podesta, it's the Trilateral Commission. And I greatly fear at this point that they are sensing that they are almost to the point where they can declare game over on capitalism and simply implement by fiat a new international economic order, like the Trilateral Commission said in 1973, their NIEO, New International Economic Order, will in fact be a system of technocracy known today as, in their language, as a green economy. And if they do this, Dr. Stan, our nation, world control, the entire economic system is going to be over for capitalism. And this new green economy is going to take over and basically make slaves and servants out of all of it. And we will do what they want us to, what they tell us to do. And it's going to be it's a sad thing to see coming, Dr. Stan. But I think it's upon us right now.
And it is upon us, but the average individual doesn't understand it. He knows something's wrong, but he can't put the bits together. He can't connect the dots because, of course, the media is controlled and all sorts of information is being put out to confuse us. And they want to focus our attention on sports, and they want to focus our attention on what's going on in Ukraine, and they want to focus our attention on what's going on in Egypt, and suddenly over there in Iran, and we're never going to be hearing what's really going on important in the world today. You better start listening. You better start researching. Try to prove it's wrong, because we're not.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Himself will be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Patrick Wood. Patrick, before we go, why would you please get your website out again a couple of times so people would know how to get to your material? And basically, Patrick is one of the best informed people in the country on the Trilateral Commission, on really what's going on. If you did not get a make a copy of this program tonight, you can get it for Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. The enemy is not in Russia, ladies and gentlemen. The enemy is not in China. The enemy is certainly not in Tehran or Odessa. The enemy is in Washington, D.C. and in New York City at the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. How can people get in touch with you and your ministry and learn from you and help and support your effort?
Well, Dr. Stan, they can go to my website, augustforecast.com. August like the month, AUGUSD, and forecast.com. And they will find a lot of information that I've written over time on the Trilateral Commission and Technocracy. They can also purchase my booklet there that's for sale called Trilateral Takeover, on basically how the Trilateral Commission has used and abused the American executive branch to further their goals at our expense.
And thank you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure. Good night. God bless, Patrick.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. You must understand that basically I've been at this for 50 years. I don't get paid for what I do. I do 5 hours. Well, right now we've cut back a little to 3 hours of talk radio a day, but we've ordinarily do 5 hours of talk radio a day. And suddenly we're doing a couple of replays every day now. It's while I'm trying to get my strength back again. But I'll be there as long as God allows me to, sounding the alarm and trying to get people to understand that this wonderful, wonderful country we have has been taken over by a subversive element. And basically, it's the Trilateral Commission. If you've not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, now it's not just the Trilateral Commission. There are all sorts of secret societies out there, and nobody ever talks about them. And they say, oh, you think they're secret societies? You think there's a conspiracy? Ladies and gentlemen, there's always a conspiracy. There was a conspiracy to crucify Jesus. There's been conspiracies down through the ages. There was a conspiracy to assassinate But President Lincoln, basically 4 or 5 people were assassinated for being part of that. But because they are able to control your reality, they can make you think that anybody who thinks there's a conspiracy has got to be some sort of a nut. No, ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy against God today. And basically, Santa Claus is providing things for people, but if you rearrange those letters in Santa, you'll find it comes up with Satan. And basically, of course, if you go to the Trilateral Commission website and look at their logo, 3 sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross, they understand what this is all about. Do you? Are you concerned? What are you doing to try to get the information out to help us maintain America? Can we preserve something? As only America is emotionally, financially, and spiritually a bankrupt nation. We were a post-Christian nation, and when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation, and we need your help. We need your help financially to maintain what we're doing. If you're in a position to help us financially, why, you can reach us by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. If you're in a position to help us financially, if you're not in a position to help us financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. We ask you to pray for our provision and protection, but help us to maintain this network of stations that we have. So at least during the coming weeks and months, and as long as God gives us an opportunity, we can reach people across the nation with an understanding that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And so we'll be back here in just a moment again, here at Radio Liberty, hopefully be able to get you informed about what's going on. But in the meantime, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Thomas Rogers. And Thomas has some very, very strong feelings. I wanted to give him an opportunity to express them, so we'll have Thomas with us in just a moment here. As we begin looking certainly at the he's concerned about many of the things that we are concerned about. And so without further ado, hi, Thomas, how are we doing tonight?
I guess we're okay.
Okay, fine. Why don't you tell our listeners who you are and why you're concerned?
I'm kind of a crazy person that used to work in medicine.
Where did you work in medicine? What did you do?
Well, I was worked in pathology.
Okay, fine. You were a path technician or what?
Well, let me put it this way. I, as a whistleblower, all your records of accomplishments get to vaporize. So I just say I work in a pathology lab.
All right, fine. Go right ahead.
But... you know, and then I cruised through my life kind of forgetting what knowledge I had there, but I roll into, you know, the time of retirement and then end up with a couple of mothers on my door crying and they're saying, help us. And this is 10 years ago. And I, you know, if you have two women that are in tears in front of you and you have your wife standing behind you and somebody says, please help us, it's pretty hard to say no. So I was drawn out of my retirement, so to speak, by a couple of a mother and a grandmother that were on my doorstep, and they were telling me that the state had taken a child and were accusing the family of abuse and neglect. And I got into the case and ultimately discerned that the child that the state was claiming the family committed abuse and neglect with was actually a victim of poisoning.
All right, so basically the child then was it something that was being given? Was it a medicine? Was it a food? What was it that was affecting the child?
It was carbon monoxide coming from a furnace that had been improperly installed in this young family's home.
All right, fine. And basically there was a furnace, and the vent for the furnace was very close to the intake for air into the home. Is that it?
Exactly.
Okay, why don't you go ahead with the story?
Okay, that story, you know, what's really funny is when I was brought in and I identified that poisoning problem, and we put together an evidence brief for the court, my brief was refused. And ultimately what I had to do, and I'm just going to skim over this case really quickly, but ultimately what I had to do is go to Los Angeles and get with my friends in the media, and I brought Fox Television of Los Angeles up. They videoed the situation with the family, put the story out, and within a couple of days, the court returned the child to the mother and father. And I was like, yeah.
Well, no, basically, what sort of symptoms was this child having?
Well, it had flu-like symptoms without a fever.
All right, had flu-like symptoms, but then why was the state involved? Why was the public health department involved?
Well, because the baby was failing to thrive. You know, if you're breathing subtle levels of carbon monoxide, your appetite disappears, and
I was definitely an improperly placed flu, and basically the child then was inhaling the fumes from the furnace. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically Thomas is saying that the reason that the family had come to him is because they were vegetarians. They were being accused of child neglect because the family was vegetarians, and they were just deeply feeding this three or four-month-old infant vegetables. But basically the child wasn't thriving, and they weren't thriving because it was being poisoned because of a furnace outlet that was very close to the air conditioning system But anyway, of course, then Thomas was able to, well, this was 10 years ago, to get the local health authorities who were so concerned about this child, they wanted to take it away from the family. And rather than look for the real cause of what was going on, they were going to take the child away. Well, the child was returned because of the publicity Thomas got for them. That was 10 years ago. What's happened since that time? Tell the rest of your story.
Well, once you solve the case and restore the family, especially a high-profile family, well-known in the community, then your notoriety goes out. And in the last 10 years, I've had probably 6 or 8 families that I've been able to resolve problems for. But what's really curious is 6 years ago, coming on to 6 years ago, a family came to me likewise, and the wife happened to be a member of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, so she knew of my success with this organist, of that same organization. And they were being accused of medical and nutritional neglect because likewise this family were vegetarian or vegan, you know, and the baby was failing to thrive. But thankfully, the parents called me early on, and when I went to see this child and the family, I noticed the baby was extremely purple. You know, it had purple hands, purple feet, and in my experience working in pathology, you know, 40 years before, I said, this, again, is another classic case of some environmental poisoning. At the moment, I didn't know exactly what it was, but my first suspicion was carbon monoxide. It took me a couple of days to get down to this family's home, which is 140 miles away from me. And within a couple hours, I realized it was their home again that was causing the poisoning of this child. What's really interesting in this, now what I wanted, all those that are listening, I want you to go to a website called gassingamerica.com, G-A-S-S-I-N-G, America.com, or if it's easier to remember, poisoningthepoor.com, or even poisoningamerica.com. Any one of those three domains will get you to the same story. And in the process of me identifying the poisoning of this child, of this family 140 miles away, I opened up the Pandora's box of poisoning to not just that one family, but 34 million in America.
All right, fine. And so in what way?
This family happened to be living in a manufactured home. A particular unit was a double wide. But in the process, I realized that every single manufactured mobile home in America produced since June 15th, 1976, under the control of HUD, and that includes every single unit in America made in the last 36 years, including the FEMA trailers. They're all regulated by HUD, and for some insane reason, HUD spit in the eye of all other code-establishing agencies, and they put a breathing air intake. It's called the blend air or supplemental air, or there's a couple of other names, you know, depending on which model you bought or which heating system's there, but blend air is the common term. What this is they're drafting air in at, from the roof in a jack or in an intake that is mounted only 3 feet away from the very chimney or furnace exhaust of that furnace that system is tied to. So anytime your furnace is running, the blower in that furnace has got a secondary port drafting air through the system from the roof at a distance of only 3 feet from the very exhaust pipe that's putting out the fumes of the furnace itself. Now, what blew my mind in all of this is how did this occur and how has it been able to go undetected or unspoken for 36 years.
Well, but Sydney, I remember some years ago when I think it was Katrina, when they had the problem there, and there were an awful lot of the people they took from Katrina, and the government put them into trailers, certainly, and basically, and all of these people got sick. I mean, we're talking about tens of thousands of them, tens of thousands of trailers, and tens of thousands of people got sick in those trailers. Did that have anything to do with that, or is that a separate issue?
Actually, it's a combination of issues right there. And in fact, I was contacted by a former sheriff's deputy in New Orleans, and I was actually brought down, and I was there to help them deal with that poisoning problem in those FEMA units. In fact, if you go to my website, you'll see a link there that takes you to my testimony in the congressional investigative meeting down there held in New Orleans. I went down there, and I was going to be there for 3 days to testify in behalf of these people. But I ended up staying there for 8 weeks as I finished my testimony in this meeting at the hotel where this, you know, congressional meeting was held. All these families came up to me, and they begged on me if I would go back to their communities, help them understand and help share with that knowledge with their families and their friends and neighbors. So I actually ended up spending a total of 8 weeks in New Orleans, or in the Gulf Coast, you know, all through Mississippi and Louisiana, where the hurricane hit, and these people were put in the FEMA trailers. The facts are, when those FEMA trailers were created, they were created under a no-bid contract, and the Berkshire Hathaway, that's Warren Buffett's company, they got the contract, and they went to China to purchase the materials. So they had two problems in those units. They had the materials that came from China, which would never meet OSHA standards for formaldehyde content. And then at the same time, they have this ventilation problem that HUD put in place or mandated. So these families going into these FEMA trailers were being poisoned with the initial off-gassing of the materials in those trailers, you know, the composite board, you know, plywood, all the materials that were in that unit. Most of that was produced in China, and none of it met standards. And so when you walk into those trailers, you were slammed with five times the acceptable limit of formaldehyde present in those units, according to OSHA. And then, of course, on top of that, and they didn't understand that at the beginning until I came there, but every one of those units also violated this ventilation design code. So they were being poisoned with the off-gassing of the materials that the units were constructed with, but at the same time they were additionally being poisoned with this recycling of the heating exhaust coming back into the unit, plus the fact that these units were using propane or gas stoves, and the people were never educated to the point where they understood that if they were cooking or baking with one of these gas ranges inside this little box, right, they were not opening the doors or windows or not turning on the exhaust fan. So the fumes of their own cook stove and their own ovens were accumulating in there as well. So they were being hit with formaldehyde from the materials. They were also being hit with carbon monoxide from their cooking and from their heating. And you remember we had some severe cold weathers after that, you know, after Hurricane Katrina. They had ice storms down there. So they were getting a poisoning both of carbon monoxide and formaldehyde.
Well, now tell me about that. How did you find out about the formaldehyde coming in from the Chinese products? I mean, had you heard about this? Were you aware of this before Katrina?
No. In fact, this was a part of the discussion when I got there to New Orleans. Thankfully, Jesse Finneran, who is the old sheriff deputy that brought me down there, and actually went rather curiously, his friend had Becky Gillette happened to be an officer in the Sierra Club And this may sound strange, but it was exact. It was actually the Sierra Club that contracted the scientific laboratories. And since formaldehyde has a distinct smell when you first smell it, that was what they were looking for, and they did find it in these units. And what they realized, at least at the time, was that most of the formaldehyde they were measuring, they assumed was coming from the building materials. So they had done background research on that materials and did find out that that material had been created in China and did indeed violate OSHA standards for formaldehyde off-gas.
And so basically they gave all these nice, these people, all these wonderful trailers, living accommodations, that were poisoning them.
Exactly.
And basically then, were they able to clean that up? Were they able to get rid of all the contamination? What happened?
Well, formaldehyde in construction materials will off-gas if given enough time and enough ventilation. But they did not realize that they were also being poisoned with the creation of new formaldehyde when they're running their cook stove and their furnace. Now, that I'll have to explain.
Okay, fine. Now, were you able then to change the venting in some way that, so that you were not contaminating it?
The venting issue was very simple.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan, certainly, Thomas is saying that the two components, one of which certainly burning things from exhaust, one of them is carbon monoxide, the other is formaldehyde. And ordinarily, of course, the formaldehyde is a pungent odor, you'll pick it up right away, except that if you have carbon monoxide with it, after a couple of breaths, the carbon monoxide suppresses the olfactory, the smell, and then, of course, you're not aware of what's going on, and if you certainly stay there for a period of time, why, you will die from the effect of the carbon monoxide and the formaldehyde combined. And this is why certainly you need to get outside, you need to have good ventilation. And certainly one of the big problems, of course, is if you have a small child that is not getting outside, you have an older child, usually they get out. But yeah, certainly people would think when it's cold, why people stay inside.
America's 40 million seniors
their heaters, and if they're not properly vented, they can kill you. Go right ahead there, Thomas.
This is health journalist Bill Sartre. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65.
You know, that's kind of a
how will senior
medicine.
Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills can treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
About maybe an eighth or a quarter of the way, you'll see a little picture there that represents a aluminum tag.
Final check on the power of
riveted to every manufactured and mobile home in America for the last 36 years.
As well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a
effect
that enables anyone, anywhere, any group of people to instruct them on
federal property. It doesn't say that directly. What it says is this building. This unit has been constructed in conformance or in accordance to the safety and health regulations as set by HUD.
Our website, IOTCOnline.com.
If you have a city or county or state or parish inspector come up to a mobile home or manufactured home unit, he cannot or will not enter that unit to inspect anything because he's out of his jurisdiction. So what's really curious here.
Do you enjoy cooking?
This
would you like to learn the culinary
that
secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food?
Home,
who's Barbara?
Just left the
she's
state,
Dr. Stan's
county,
wife.
Parish, or city
and what's her secret?
In, and now
she
you've
uses
entered
the delicious spices produced by
Columbia,
Old Westport Spice and
no
Trading
or
Company.
Municipal
after using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided
well, now, basically,
they should
Thomas,
offer
when you realize what was going on, you must
like
have been upset. Did you try to get information out? Did you try to get something done? I don't protect the people, so tell us what happened.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting, as soon as I made a little noise about this problem,
I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927.
I immediately contacted my legislators in D.C. at Thorne Hatch and Time, Bob Bennett,
8927.
Now Mike Lee replacing Bob Bennett. Anyway, I immediately began to interact with Washington because I realized this was a federal issue. As I did that, I had rather curious things beginning to happen in my life. I had, I've had three attempts on my physical well-being. In fact, the third time they did succeed, and so I'm suffering with a loss of sight in one eye. Why would anybody want to go after me for this? Well, since these units actually are federal territory, no matter where you put them, there is an industry that depends upon undocumented illegal immigration to provide their labor force. They have figured out that if they purchase or obtain a manufactured or mobile home, either put it on the property of the industry itself or put it into a trailer park and simply just buy the trailer park, they've, in effect, created sanctuary housing for the undocumented.
Well, maybe they have, but then they're going to be, the undocumented are going to be damaged physically, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, is it possible to correct this? In other words, it would seem to me that you could change the vetting, and this wouldn't be a problem. Is that true?
It's very simple to correct, but nobody wants to do it overtly, because if you fix one unit, you've admitted to the problem and you have 17 million that you must correct. And that also would expose the liabilities for deaths and injuries in the last 36 years that these units have created.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Thomas Rogers.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Thomas was able to get, while working through his senator, state senator, federal senator, certainly Senator Lee. Is that Senator Lee? Was that right?
Exactly, Mike Lee.
Mike Lee and
Orrin Hatch.
And basically, then we were able to get some people in Congress to demand hearings to find out certainly about the safety of these vehicles and certainly of the trailers. And so what eventually was the outcome of this effort?
Well, if you'll go to my website, in the second paragraph down, there's a little note at the very top where I'm talking to my Native American relatives or friends. But in the second paragraph in that website, you'll see links to the U.S. Government Accountability Office's report. It's called the GAO, as well as the CDC. Now, I'd worked with the CDC decades ago in my pathology profession. So I turned to the good women who were my associates many years ago, and I said, we've got a problem. We have 34 million people living in manufactured mobile home units. They are at risk of being poisoned while they're in those units. Can you help me out? So the CDC, with the help of these good women in their organization, primarily those that belong to what's called the American Congress of Governmental Industrial Hygienists, that's an awful thing to say, right? They stepped forward and they pushed for an investigation and they proved me right. And, of course, the GAO, I'd actually connected them with what's called ASHRAE, the American Society for Heating, Air Conditioning, Refrigeration Engineers. And they did a mock-up of this poisoning problem. They validated exactly what I knew was happening in these families that I, you know, saved their children in. So on that website, gassyamerica.com, or poisoningtheport.com, whichever way you can remember it, there is the link to those reports. What's really interesting in all of this, though, those reports were filed with every senator, every representative, the White House, Health and Human Services, every agency involved, HUD, of course, NFPA, and the Consumer Product Safety, or CSPC. And in 2.5 years, what do you think has happened?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Now, basically, is this all suddenly double of trailer units, or is this suddenly
every
those
single manufactured or mobile home in America produced since June 15th, 1976? Carries this ventilation violation.
Well, now can people on their own correct it?
That's the only way it's going to happen. You know, you and I are on in this effort of educating the public because we know that our federal government is inept or malicious, and I hate to say that. And I'm not talking about every representative or every member of Congress or every civil servant in the government, but there are forces within that utilize our government to their own advantage. And in this case, you know, we are still looking for the motivation for this to have occurred 36 years ago. But what's really interesting, in order for this poisoning to roll forward unannounced, unnoticed, unidentified for 36 years, what other profession besides the manufactured housing industry do you have to have in your pocket? Now, I'm asking you, doctor.
I don't know what other what do you have to have in your pocket besides?
You have to have medicine.
Okay.
You see, not one single family in New Orleans was ever told by their doctors about the elevated levels of formaldehyde, which was very well publicized at that point in New Orleans.
Well, I'm sorry. No, certainly it was publicized by the medical doctors. Was it publicized by the local media? How did the information get out at that time?
It was publicized by the local media with the pressure and the influence of the Sierra Club, of all people. Because the Sierra Club, they funded the laboratory work done on those FEMA trailers in the Gulf Coast. And, of course, the laboratories were certified laboratories, so the media could not spit in the eyes of their findings. But, again, what was rather disturbing is that none of the medical community was ever admitting to the victim, you know, who had either deathly ill children or family members, even going into convulsions. And you know as well as I do that when you come into a medical facility, there are certain cases where they're going to order a toxicology panel or series done on a patient. And in that panel or series, you can identify these common poisons like formaldehyde, carbon monoxide, absolutely. But none of those families who've lost family members or had serious clinical damage were ever told by the medical community that they were suffering from formaldehyde toxicity. They were given the story of post-traumatic stress, viral or bacterial infections from the environment because of the disturbance of the waters and the toxins in the community. Not one single family was ever told, your child died of formaldehyde toxicity.
Well, I suspect really, Thomas, knowing most doctors, most of them really didn't know. Nobody told them.
Exactly.
And basically, if nobody's talking about it, you go to medical meetings, as I do regularly, and they never talk about anything of any significance. They're talking about what happened 50 years ago. I mean, it's all very well and interesting, historic. But I will tell you that most of the medical meetings I go to, I mean, I go there because I want the credit for going. Once in a while, I'll hear something really significant, and I'm not certain anybody else there understands it's significant. And sometimes I'll even get the people from those meetings onto our programs because they were unique. They were saying something worthwhile. But I'd say that about 90 to 95% of what I hear at the medical meetings, I would have learned just as much if I'd stayed home.
See, it's not the doctors and nurses, is it?
No,
it
it's
is
not.
The program that they are forced to operate on.
Right, absolutely. And it's the leaders of organized medicine. They're the real problem because basically medicine has been taken over, in my estimation, by evil and wicked people. And they're using, of course, the medical profession to push their agenda, which is an evil and wicked agenda. Well, basically, now, Sydney, what about the people that were in those, that we're talking about 5-6 years ago since Katrina? Katrina certainly probably vetted the formaldehyde.
Those who got the information, but there's still many. You know, that one man or even a handful of caring people cannot get every single unit in America. You know, that's why I keep pressing for out, you know, media outlets like yourself. Just spread the word, and it takes a caring, loving friend to protect another friend in your community.
Well, could you tell us, because I do have friends who have a double unit trailer, how can they actually change the venting on that so that they wouldn't, so they won't be damaged physically?
Well, again, referring to the website, I have photos and videos there that are very clear. But in a simple, immediate, instant fix, all it takes is a garbage bag. What I tell people, you know, that have no money, no friends that happen to be mechanically inclined, I just tell them, get your son or grandson up on the roof of that mobile or manufactured unit. You'll see the cluster of pipes presented on my website. There'll be one for the furnace, and in many floor plans, a water heater might be close by. They will always, or at least most of the time, be warm. Do not cover those. Within 3 feet of that furnace exhaust, there will be another large stack with a single Chinaman's cap on it. That is what's called the blend air, dilution air, supplemental air, whatever title they put on it. That's the intake for this air that's drafted in and blended in with the circulating air in that unit. And all I tell people, just put a garbage bag upside down on that intake. You know, take some twine or duct tape up there with you, and you wrap the bag tight around the pipe next to the roof or below the cap, and you will seal off that intake, and you'll no longer be ever breathing the fumes of your furnace if you just simply close that off. Now, people say, well, yeah, but isn't it appropriate to get some fresh air to come in? And I just say, that's not fresh air. If you put your baby 3 feet away from the exhaust pipe of your running car, do you think that that air is going to be fresh when the wind is wrong?
Or, you know, basically, that would people just crack a window or something in there?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what we did in the old days.
Okay, now the other thing, basically, what about certainly people who have mobile homes? In other words, basically, they sort of tract, they're almost like a mobile home, but they're built on a truck chassis. Yeah, basically, do they have the same sort of problems? Or
they
not?
Can. Quite often, they will have a duplex exhaust system that's out the side of the unit. That, you know, usually the furnace is near the floor. They will vent it right out the wall. If there happens to be a window or a door within, you know, 10 feet of that, actually, according to ASHRAE and all these other code establishing agencies, you should not have any possible opening which would allow air either under gravity or natural flow or even force, like in these systems with the HUD controlled manufactured unit. There should be no opening closer than 10 feet from the exhaust of that furnace outlet. So if you're running an RV or a mobile home, you know, that has a side exhaust for the furnace or water heater, you must be conscious of the fact that if you open a window that's nearby, the fumes of that furnace or that water heater can come into your unit and cause you problems. Also, again, I must repeat, if you run a propane or gas stove, cook stove, a cooktop or an oven inside that RV or that mobile home, if you're intelligent, and you better be intelligent, you need to make sure that there's venting that's allowing the fumes of that cooktop or that oven to exit that space, and you also have a way for fresh air to come in and replace it. Because after about 15 minutes, you already are exceeding the carbon monoxide levels allowed maximum exposure for a pregnant woman, or infant, or a toddler. In other words, the ACGIA, they set the limits of exposure for a pregnant mother, for infants and toddlers, at being no more than 25 parts per million. And if you're running a cook stove, In a small space, you can exceed that exposure safety limit within 15 minutes or 20 minutes of running easily.
Well, let me ask something. This is a little off the subject, but basically, the old-fashioned kerosene heaters, we have a couple of those. Suddenly, they burn kerosene, they burn them inside, it'll warm up a room. Do they have the same potential for getting into troubles?
Yes. Yeah. And by the way, here's the other thing that people
and
need.
Basically, can you use them inside as long as you vent the room or what?
Yeah, if you provide a fresh air supply. But now, what's really kind of bad in that, as soon as you open a window for fresh air supply, you bring in cold air again, don't you?
Right, right.
So it's kind of self-defeating. But, you know, we have been so dumbed down by medicine, in medicine. It's not the doctors and nurses. It is the program written by the brokers, the insurance companies, the boys back in D.C., including NFPA, National Fire Prevention Association. So we've been dumbed down in terms of the risk or the injuries that are caused by carbon monoxide and its companion gas formaldehyde. When you're running that kerosene heater, you remember, you're going to be producing carbon monoxide and formaldehyde at the same time. So if you're going to run a kerosene heater, the best thing you can do is at least develop a hood system over it and have that, you know, exhausted somehow outside, even if you do it like a wood-burning stove and you put a chimney in there. And then you got to have at least a little bit of air coming in to replace the combusted air, you know, the burned air, and allowing at least the exhaust to go out.
Well, basically, first, we have a wood burning of place. We have a fireplace, and because we have a chimney, because then we try to recirculate the heat. But basically, of course, is a wood burning fireplace potential dangerous?
Yes, if the exhaust. See, it doesn't matter what you're burning. Anything that you burn is a carbon based fuel. And carbon, of course, will convert to carbon dioxide. And where you have the yellow flicker in the flame, that is telling you that there's also being produced carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. And when you're running a gas range, even though the carbon monoxide production is much lower than with wood or coal, it's still being produced. So all I can tell the public, the listening public, is you need to understand that any time you run a fuel-burning heating system, you're producing these toxic gases. And you must be wise in how you utilize that heating system and make sure that the exhaust fumes are exiting your living space. Because it doesn't take very long for you to build up enough carbon monoxide and formaldehyde in the space to exceed the safe levels for infants, toddlers, and fetuses in utero.
Well, basically, of course, you know, we have a gas furnace for heating the house. Basically, of course, it is vented.
Certainly. Exactly.
Does that take care of that? And then is a separate. I'm not sure how they heat the air. Is that somehow or other just adjacent to where the flames are? And then the fumes go outside, and then the hot air stays inside. How does that work?
Well, in a standard furnace, you have a combustion chamber that heats and what we call an exchanger. It's just a box that the fire's in, and the outside of that box is hot. And the air is pushed past the outside surfaces of that box or that heat exchanger. So you're not getting any of the fumes as long as that heat exchanger has the integrity that it had when it was manufactured. In other words, as long as it hasn't rotted through or cracked.
We see these are things that most people don't think of, you know. We just always assume that furnaces were safe. But, of course, it's something you don't really think of. I think that's certainly what you brought up, some very, very important issues. Well, what's the message you want to leave with our listeners tonight?
Well, number one, look at my website, gassingamerica.com. Look at the photos and the videos. And realize that, the other thing that's really important that people need to understand, carbon monoxide detectors that are commercially produced are not guarantees of safety. They do not sound until they exceed four times the OSHA acceptable limit.
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Thomas is just saying, check your home out. Certainly, if you are in a manufactured home, certainly a mobile home, why go ahead and basically put a gas bag, a plastic bag over that intake. And then when you have a chance, why put something, seal it all permanently. But check your house out because, of course, the potential is there for terrible tragedy. It's been a fascinating program, Thomas. I had no idea what you were going to be talking about. I've learned so much this evening. I want to thank you for what you do.
All I can tell you is our profession has been hijacked, and none of this would have continued for 36 years if we had been left to do what we'd always covenanted to do, and that was, first of all, you know, it's a paraphrase, first of all, do no harm, but, in fact, labor diligently to save lives. And in my day, when I worked in pathology, we would, without even a hesitation, we would do a blood draw and do the examination in the old system. Now they do it very simply and quickly with a pulse oximeter. When you go to a doctor or clinic and he has at least a clinical quality machine, you put your finger in that little clip, it shines a red light through your fingertip, the sensor on the other side picks up the chemistry of your blood, that very machine can, in that very instant, tell that doctor how much carbon monoxide is in your blood besides your oxygen level and your pulse. Most people don't know that. And every fire department of any quality carries what's called a Maximo carboxymeter. And every fireman has the opportunity to put it on his own finger. But out of Washington, D.C., they're not allowed to put it on the finger of even a victim they pull out of a burning building. Now, what sense does that make?
Well, maybe there is a malicious sense there, the same reason that suddenly every legislator in Washington, D.C. got a copy of your report and nothing's been done. God bless you for all you're doing, Thomas. Please keep in touch with us, and we want to keep abreast of this, and if anything comes up, you know how to reach me.
Anyone who has a question, please, my phone number's on that website, Gassing America. Remember, it's G-A-S-S-I-N-G, America.com. Or poisoningthepoor.com, because, you know, quite frankly, manufactured housing is affordable housing, and most of the time it is the most affordable and practical housing for those of us who have limited income.
And it's also the most dangerous if you do not understand what Thomas is talking about. God bless you, Thomas. Thank you very much for being with us. Fascinating program. One of the most interesting things we've done in a couple of weeks. God bless. Thanks so much.
By the way, tell your doctor about the problem. He should know, and if he knows and he has a good heart, he will put pressure on his profession to get back to doing what was done 30 years ago, 30 to 40 years ago when I was involved. And we would diligently look for these poisons, and when we find them, then you can correct the problem, and then you can save lives.
God bless. Thanks very much, Thomas.
Thank you.
Good night. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program, ladies and gentlemen, as much as I enjoyed it, because I think it's something we all need to think about. And yes, that's absolutely right. And certainly even when you're having a wood, suddenly we love a wood fire in the fireplace, but you need to be able to vent that room and you need to be able to get fresh air in there. And so these are things most people don't even think about. You need to think about it, and certainly you need to have a well-vented fireplace. Well, this is the time when I need to remind all of you out there across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. Quite frankly, we need your help to continue bringing you programs like this and all the other things you're going to hear here. So if you're financially able to support Radio Liberty, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can get certainly your DVDs from us. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Get us your health products. Certainly we have Miracle 2 soap products. We have these, the Berkey water products. We have a line of spices. We even have a line, certainly, of gasoline preservatives. And then, of course, we have our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.